All right, class, I want to take up in that Chef Sam anointing. Go back to Luke 16. It seemed good to the Holy Ghost that I stay along this line. And I'll take you along with a chapter. I'm changing a word. Accepted enlightenment. Or accepted enlightenment. Enlightenment cannot manifest unless it is accepted and some belief that you have when you're stepping up higher going to be crushed. You can argue with evidence, but you won't win. Not even in a courtroom. If the evidence is there, you cannot win. You can argue, try to shut it down, but the evidence is staring in the face. So that's what's doing with you right now. In a little small town, Darrow, Louisiana, nothing's supposed to happen, known worldwide. I've teaching in Madison Square Garden. I've taught with Fred Price. I've taught with Kenneth Copeland. I've taught with Kenneth Hagin. You name all. What is it, Oral Roberts University, I taught there. Little town, how they got to know me? What happened? Same thing I'm placing on you. You're not going to be regular. You're going to flow and you're going to go places. But you got to, when God am to bring you to a greater enlightenment, you got to be willing to accept that promotion. Oh, my. So all of you right now, God, you in these class last week, the class, you're in a promotion mode. But it won't, the enlightenment is not just excitement. It is an entrance for you to go deeper into the spirit with your total man. Not just your spirit, your lifestyle. Listen to me, Claire, your lifestyle. I don't know your background. Some of y'all might be doing good financially, but I know Yuli is 9 out of 10 not. Let me give you another statement. I'm back in the loop, but let me give you another statement because these going together. Because I'm going to give two more words. I give accepted enlightenment, enlightened. Maybe I should go there. Go. Hold Luke. Go to Ephesians. Go to the book of Ephesians, chapter 1. Verse 4, Ephesians 1, 4. According as he has chosen us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love. Now, I'm going to make a short statement here. Atonement was already an accomplished work. Your financial freedom is already an accomplished work. Now you say to me, why Apostle Thompson, all these years that I've been giving, I know y'all, you got givers on this line, you've been giving, and I'm not out yet. You have to have the understanding and the wisdom and the enlightenment to experience spiritual promises, spiritual provision. Because on the cross, he provided. He provided for all of this I'm talking about. So just like you got saved, is the same way everything else work in the spirit. You got saved because it was already accomplished. You prosper because it's already accomplished. You took the stewardship of your faith and became a Christian. You take the stewardship of your faith and become debt free. In other words, when Jesus said in 1930 on the cross, "It is finished." See, I told you grace means ownership. Faith means stewardship. The ownership that belonged to you by the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ in any area, and he took care of every area, cannot be applied in manifestation without the proper stewardship of faith, what you believe, what you've been taught over the years. Sure, we've been taught tithe and offering, but we've been just tithe and offering. You got to know how to apply your faith and stay in the right mode when it looked like nothing happening, to know it got to happen because it already has happened. So it's just it's a training period that debt-free living will not destroy you. Okay? And that you're trained enough now to see something, able to buy it, but not now. But you got the money. Okay? I'm so convinced in this class, I've been through all the stages, that if you don't understand money, you can't understand miracles. Never said it before in my life. Money is elementary to miracles. Money should be under your control. Now, if you're getting turned off in the class like this, probably school might not be for you. You're getting turned off, you know, don't get, because this is revelation that I'm called to teach the body of Christ, money coming. The money just keep on coming. I'll never be broke another day in my life. Those are fresh prophetical words that God gave me for the body of Christ, brought me through the classes, brought me through the ranks, and I have manifestation now to share with my class, share with my students, share with my church, share with my family. And I want you to grow. I believe you're here for it. I want you to grow. So what it is just like, and the word salvation carried prosperity and all that with it. It's just like salvation was just waiting for you to reach out in faith and appropriate it. What? So you are you telling me that prosperity, wealth, increase, healing, health is just waiting for me to appropriate it? Not to beg for it, not to get God to do it, that is already done? Yes, that's the type of ministry I want you to have. Tell the people, we already got it, but I got to train you in faith because it can't manifest until you appropriate it. You know, people talk, deep spirited people, God don't talk to sinners. Well, how you got saved if God don't talk to sinners? God talking to everybody. He wants everybody to be saved. Let me read this to you, class, because I'm teaching the enlightenment and the prosperity at the same time. Although you had to choose to believe and receive, God had already made the provision before you ever had the need, before you were even born, and before you had even sinned. The provision is made. We got to bring all these provisions up together. You can't get by the elementary. You ain't gonna be to go to the deep stuff. Yeah, how you gonna be deep broke? And the Bible says you shouldn't be broke. How you gonna follow on the outer edge instead of getting in there and find out exactly what's going on? How you gonna tell me about heaven and you're catching hell line here? You can't tell me how to handle this little traffic. How you gonna get me through hell traffic and you can't get me through this little money traffic? Come on. Most preachers are getting mad. Or get sad. But what they should do is get glad and listen. Oh my. That I read, let me read this to you again and give you some insight about it. Although you had to choose to believe and receive, God had already made the provision before you ever had the need, before you were even born, and before you had ever sinned. And that's Ephesians 1, then I'm going to get back. Ephesians 1:4. God had chosen us in him before the foundation of the world that we should be holy and without blame before him in love. What? Holy. Having predestinated us unto the adoption of children ahead of time by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will, to the praise of the glory of his grace, wherein he has made us accepted in the beloved. Wow. Wow. It's a done deal. Everything with God is a done deal. The more revelation you have, the more enforcement you can bring to pass. Grace, ownership, faith, stewardship. If you don't understand grace, you can't understand faith. That Hebrews 11:6, it says, without faith, it's impossible to please him. He that cometh to God must believe that he is, and he's a rewarder, why just of them that diligently seek him. It's all about him. I got my intercessory prayer leader. She really loved God. Her daddy was my pastor. And she'd be praying. She said, it's all about him. It's all about him. And she's sincere. It's all about, Lord God, it's all about you. And I think we all should have that revelation that is all about him. Let's go back. Since I'm teaching you about your finances, I'm teaching you to be debt free. I'm teaching you how to lead people into the elementary stages of life, or the elementary stages of being a Christian, is walking out in financial freedom, going to the gifts of the Spirit, the fruit of the Spirit, the laying on of hand, different anointing. First thing for it. Say it, I'll never be broke another day in my life. Say, I'm not a paycheck to paycheck liver. I live in abundance. I live in prosperity. I live in overflow. I live in overflow. I live in overflow. See, now if you hesitate by saying that, you're too deep for me. You see, because you hesitated because, see, a lot of time we don't want our academic to be challenged by the spirit. I'll be proud of our, I'm proud for you. But academically broke, I'm not proud for you. So I want you to listen to the spirit of God. There's an anointing here. It is the anointing that destroys what? The yoke and remove the burden. And so just let that anointing flow in this house tonight, in our relationship tonight. I mean, somebody in this class got a hunger. They drew this out of me. I come to minister to you, and then the Lord just changed everything. To go down to my regular class, he wanted me to talk to you about his finances. And I want to try to finish Luke 16, 10 through 13. He that is faithful in that which is least is faithful also in much, least in much. He that is unjust in the least is unjust also in the much. Therefore, you have been faithful in unrighteous mammon. Therefore, ye have not been faithful in unrighteous mammon. Who will commit to your trust true riches? And if you have not been faithful, verse 12, that which is another man's, who should give you that which is your own? Then he said in verse 13, no man or no servant can serve two masters, for he either will hate the one and love the other, or you hold to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God in money. So what I'm saying is, and that back to the rich young ruler. So what I'm saying is, we got to get this money business straight. That's all to it. We got to get this money. Because you're not going to ever be a supernatural teacher if you don't get that money business straight. All right, let's go from here. Looking for my handkerchief now. I don't know where I put it. Go look at my drawer. Top drawer, second drawer, you'll find one. I don't know where I put it. Might have disappeared up here. All right, class. So, what are you saying? I'm saying atonement is an already accomplished work. So back to accepted and enlightened. You got to be taught properly so you can accept it, come to the enlightenment, not just on the basis of excitement. Oh, you don't have to feel nothing. If you're not, but knowing. You don't have to feel nothing, but knowing it. But knowing it. Okay? That's what I'm not here to excite you. I'm here to enlighten you. So, when I use the word atonement, that means every aspect of your life through the blood of Jesus is already accomplished. Every victory, every deliverance, every joy, every peace, every anointing, back to Ephesians 4, according as he has, past tense, chosen us in him before the foundation of the world. See, can you agree with this, class? You're all born again. Salvation was just waiting for you to reach out in faith and appropriate it. What? Although you had to choose to believe and receive, God had already made the provision before you ever had the need, before you were even born, before you had ever sinned. Now, listen very carefully. because this is an insult to the Baptist, Catholic, Church of God in Christ, Word of Faith, what you call it, full gospel. Many Christians are trying to do things, live holy, read the word, tithe, fast, etc., to make themselves acceptable to God. You already accepted. God already loves you. Shortcoming and all. If you're a real Christian, you use the divine avenue of repent. That's how you shut Satan down. We all make mistakes. I believe in holy living. I believe in sanctification. I believe in righteousness. I believe you can live a holy life. Matter of fact, I know you can live a holy life. I've been doing it 53 years. I know you don't have to run around. You have to do all that stuff. It's just a lie. It's just something people want to do. You have to be a liar. Look in Ephesians 1:6. We'll have to get this out to people and get them out the field and let them get back to flowing in the things of God. We got to get out ourselves. Now, it's real hard. Ephesians 1:16, it's real hard. Those who live around me and those, my membership, hard to call me a liar. Hard to call me a liar. You know why? Manifestation. Not a braggart, but manifestation. Because the reason I'm not going to brag, because I know what I had to come through to get where I am, and I know who did it. Okay? And I want you to see the same thing. They are blinded to the truth that he has already made them accepted in the beloved. In Ephesians 1:6, he said, to the praise of the glory of his grace. See, his grace, when it made grace make us accepted. Look at it, verse 6, to the praise of the glory of his grace, as Jesus died on the cross, wherein he had made us accepted in the beloved. That's Jesus. So all that the Bible promises already belong to us. Being accepted, I want you to hear this, because you need to know this, you need to wear this. It means you are highly favored. Every one of you, as a child of God, no matter what shortcoming, no matter what you may be going through in your marriage, etc., you cannot afford to live in the past. You cannot afford to live in the future, but you can afford to take it right now and live in this present moment and stop cutting yourself short because of something happened in the past. You're highly favored. Have you ever told yourself you're highly favored? Well, Apostle is telling you tonight. The riches of his grace. Ephesians 1:7 says, in whom we are redeemed through his blood, the forgiveness of sin according to the riches of his grace. So we have rich ownership. At the cross, Jesus paid for it all, your past, your present, and your future tense. You already got it. Paul. Catch my fawn behind my death. Bring it to me, because I want to go a little further in prosperity. It seems like my money coming. I got to go a little further in this session also. I want to release a grace in this class tonight that you almost can see immediate change. And then you recognize that the anointing on my life is real. That's one of the reasons the Lord sent you to this school. I'm just going to take you to one of my classes. Hello, all clear. I'm not a computer expert. Let's go through a short time. This is kind of a heavy one here for you, but I won't bring it to you. You might have heard it if you've been following my. Stewardship. One of the aspects of a money coming demonstrator was they know how to function in money coming stewardship. In other words, if you can't manage what you have now properly, if more come, you're not going to be able to manage it properly. It will manage you. I wouldn't want to be where I am now had not I gone through the seed management. Write that down. Seed management. I want to call you to be a seed manager. I never used that in my class. A seed manager. A seed stewardship honor. Listen at a few of these statements. Divine stewardship anointing must rest upon all money coming demonstrator. In other words, there's an anointing. There's a money coming anointing that I want to rest on you because you're a student. You're a student in this school. Knowing that all they have is at God's command. In other words, right now you need to turn everything you got over to God. Not to some preacher trying to tell you you're supposed to send $1,700. That's foolish. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about listening to the Spirit. Led by the Spirit. Led by the Spirit with your finances. Now, he said, give seed to the soul. That's 2 Corinthians 9:10. Then, while you're sowing, he said, I'm going to feed you. Because I know there's going to be a little slack time now. Because you really got to sow your way up and sow your way out. What is it? Got to sow your way up and sow your way out. God calls on you to sow that he may increase your stewardship and increase your lifestyle. God called on you to sow that he may increase your stewardship and increase your lifestyle. There's nothing that God don't want you to have. If this world got it, you above this world, you can have it. But he just don't want it to have you. Okay? In the school, I'll share with you, there's really nothing I want now. I got everything I want. I bought everything I want, bought everything. Pay for it cash. There's a money demon traffic. Must be stopped against the works of God. A money demon traffic. In other words, we want the church to be shortchanged. The ministers, don't want us to be in a place where we can say, I got it because God gave it to me because I obeyed him. that demonic traffic that try to keep the church dependent on the government. No, the government got dependent on the church. All right? And there's no sense movie stars, football players, basketball players, hockey players, all kind of players, people singing their old raunchy music, just laugh at the church. No, them days are over. Those days are over. Knowing the power of surrender, stewardship, you must experience the presence of God, prosperity, abundance, and wealth in your life as a trusted money-coming demonstrator. The stewardship of the seed is training for the stewardship of the harvest. What does that mean, Apostle? Seed training is harvest training. If we go in the harvest without proper seed training, the harvest is going to destroy us. Satan is going to get ahead of us, just like he did with the rich young ruler, the rich farmer. In the process of seed training, you're being developed to handle it. That it never handle you. So if you cannot stewardship the seed, you won't be able to handle or stewardship the harvest. Hearing, seeing, and understanding the mysteries of stewardship of the seed and the supernatural harvest. I pronounce supernatural seed sown on you and supernatural harvest because you're connected. And I want you to sow seeds. Don't be afraid to sow when the Lord tell you sow. Sow the seed. Money cometh demonstrators, stewardship, are those whom God have trained to handle his wealth, prosperity, abundance, increase, and overflow in the earth's realm on the kingdom behalf. Sow the seed, the saw, the stewardship training, expecting the power of surrendered stewardship. Mark, write your scripture down. Mark 10, 17-22, 1 Chronicles 29, 1-14. You listening? Money traffic. Most money traffic in the world system try to ignore the church. Instead of seeing her blessed, is calling her broke and beggarly. We as ministers got to turn that around. Most money traffic in the world system try to ignore the church. Instead of seeing her blessed, is calling her broke and beggarly. Write this down, John 10:10, Ephesians 3:20. Tell a great story. Jesus said, I'm come that you might have life, that you might have it more abundantly. The thief could not but to steal, kill, and destroy. That's the first part of it. But the latter part said, I am come that you might have life and that you might have it more abundantly. Or I am come that you be broke. No, he didn't say that. Now, I want to show you this because this is very simple, but a lot of time it's not seen by the believer. John 10:10, and I want you to meditate John 10:10 and Ephesians 3:20. Now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, but then it says, according to the power, according to the enlightenment, according to the insight, according to the wisdom, according to the understanding that is in us. He can't do it without our understanding. I thought that was so powerful. Those two verses go together. Then, class, there's a dream team. And I'm going to teach you more about this. That is about to expose the goodness of God. There's a dream team. And you see in 2 Corinthians chapter 2, verses 9 through 10. I'm not going to go, I'm going to keep going. Dream team. The covenant of kingdom wealth is ready to be unfolded in the body of Christ. And you know what Deuteronomy 8:18 says, right? Remember the Lord thy God, for he that give you power to get wealth that he may establish his covenant in those realm. What it would be like you had no money issues? I mean, where you don't have to think about money, you don't have to try to make money, the money just keep on coming because you've gotten a flow with God and with the things of God, and money not the issue. It's time for the gospel to travel first class without making excuse for it. Deuteronomy 28:10-13. Now, I travel first class. I got a Falcon 900. I think it seats 14 or 15 people. Three engine on it. And then God set it up. I'm in a little town called Darrow. Got a little airport right over there. I can leave you and walk in 5 minutes. He said, I'll bring them from the east, the west, the north, and south. I'll bomb cars and put gas in. They'd be glad to drive. Because I was arguing with him because there's another big church woman to come pastor. He said, I'm going to do it right here in Darrow. Now on the internet, sometimes I got over 2,000 people online. I got a lot of online members from all over the world. I never thought I would do that, but the Lord gave me permission to do it. Faithful people, faithful. Faithful being online, faithful giving. You would never hear begging. My oldest son, I got three sons. My oldest son, he's teaching Leroy Jr. He usually handled the service. I just do the teaching. And then we rotate. We got Prosperity Revival coming up real soon. But just stick with it, class. Keep listening. Keep obeying. If you're willing to obey, heed the good of the land. Lord, I just bless them that they have receptive this now, that they know this is not me only, but you sent me to them at this time to bring changes in their lives like never before. In Jesus' name, amen.